great start, and you're 3 up through 6. What are you thinking then?
Honestly, just to keep doing what I'm doing. I knew I was playing well. I was hitting the ball well. I had made some really good putts. But I think just to stay steady. And to me, the whole week, I just kept thinking, like, stay mentally in it as well, because it's really easy to slip when you've played 8 rounds of golf out here. But just to stay strong and keep doing what I was doing, because I knew I was playing well.
Was it different this morning? I mean, it's been so dry and windy all week, and all of a sudden today you're probably walking and there's puddles out there and things like that.
It was completely different. It was a totally different golf course today. Every other day this week it's been the same. Today was different because it was wet and the wind was completely different. It was a totally different direction. So it was exciting because it made it a little more interesting because we didn't know what to expect. But it's definitely a lot more challenging because you have longer clubs in and the wind is a completely different direction and you're not used to it. So.
And they adjust too much, more interesting for you.
A little bit.
Yeah. What happens as things start to happen and she makes a putt and you don't?
You know, I think just, I kept telling myself, like, it can change at any minute for her or for me. You know, you never know. And I just kind of, I wasn't as confident with my wedges when I had them in my hand and I didn't make as many putts when I needed to. So, I mean, she battled it out. She played awesome and she made putts when she needed to. And so I'm happy for her, but I'm a little disappointed in myself that I wasn't able to capitalize, but it's all right.
Tell us about the drive on 9. I know the tees were adjusted today, and as a result, there was already some talk. They said, you know, that bunker on the right side could come into play today, and it unfortunately did for you.
Yeah. Well, the other day, I've been hitting my driver really well. In the past couple of days, I've carried that bunker, and I think I was really close today, but I didn't hit a great drive, and it kind of just leaked a little to the right and just caught that edge. But I'm usually really good out of the bunker, so I thought maybe I'll have a shot, but it was kind of up on the lip, so I had to just hit a wedge out. But yeah, it just kind of leaked right on me, and I didn't quite catch it as good as I should have. So
you almost hold that bunker shot on 14.
Oh, yeah. I love bunker shots. Anything out of the bunker, fairway, greenside, I love bunker shots. So that shot, I knew it was tucked close to the edge, but I was excited because I was like, this could go in and this could, you know, change the momentum again. So I really liked that shot, yeah.
You're probably good out of pot bunkers, aren't you?
Yes, I have lots of experience in difficult bunkers back in my home course. So, yeah, I'm used to it.
And then what happens with that first putt on 15?
We didn't really know exactly what the line was going to do, and I thought it was uphill, and man, I hit the putt, and I was like, that was a really solid putt, and then I realized I just swung at it way too hard, and I think if it would have been a lot softer, it honestly might have gone in, because I think it was turning towards the hole. It was just had way too much pace, so I don't think it was a loss of focus. I think it was just kind of got lost in the moment, maybe, but I mean, I hit a solid putt. The line was what I wanted. It was just the speed was off, so yeah.
On 14, when you hit the great bunker shot, I'm still wondering, are you thinking, how did I leave myself in that bunker anyway?
Yes. Well, the approach shot, I kind of had to keep it low because there was a tree. So I was trying to hit more of kind of a low punch shot, and it leaked out on the right on me again. So I had that. But yeah, I didn't quite catch it as good as I wished. I thought maybe the wind might push it over, and it didn't really do it. So I had to hit the bunker shot, but I wasn't worried because I love bunkers. So yeah.
And then she fought pretty hard coming back.
She did. No, she played really well. She made great putts, hit some really awesome shots, and obviously 17, she played great. So yeah.
So tell us, you have some time left yet at Clemson?
Mm-hmm. Yep. 2 more years.
Okay. So you're 1 year you probably had, and you're going to use the, what do they call it, the COVID year?
I actually did not get a COVID year. I am the last, yep, the year ahead of me got one, but I was the cutoff year, so I don't have anything, unfortunately. Because if I did, I would totally take a 5th year, because to me, the more experience you can get, the better. So, nope, just missed that cut line, unfortunately. But, yeah.
Getting to a final of a championship of this stature must be a great experience for
you. Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I know I didn't, you know, come out on top or anything, but to me, I still won in my book. I'm super proud of myself. Just getting in on a playoff to me, and then being the 32 seed, right, and beating all those girls and who are awesome players, to
you
be able to
in college.
I do. Yeah. I think I knew everybody I played except for JJ. And so, yeah, just to be able to get that match play experience and the pressure and the crowd, and it was really fun and really cool, so I'm really thankful for it.
How good was the field quality, would you say?
I thought it was incredible. I mean, it was one of the best that I've seen. So many good college players. I mean, Sadie Engelman just won a national championship. I mean, that's incredible. So the fact that she won was awesome, and it just shows that there are really good players out here. So I thought it was a really strong field for sure.
Well, Madison Tolchard, who was a runner-up last year, said, you know, this was being a runner-up was sort of a driving force for her mm-hmm. to get better,
yes.
to come back, to try again.
Mm-hmm.
She goes on to become the Big 12, you know, Women's Player of the Year, mm-hmm. wins some tournaments, makes All-American, and then she came back here and said, I haven't forgot. One's been like circled on the calendar.
Yep.
Will you come back and play next year at White Eagle?
I will, for sure. I love this tournament. It's run so well. All of the volunteers and the staff who make this happen they're incredible. Everyone is so kind and encouraging. And also the membership here at this course was amazing. And everyone is always so supportive. So I definitely will try and make an appearance again next year.
Do you have a sense of how you get in this Augusta Women's Amateur?
I think you have to be top 70 in the world amateur rankings, and then there might be some way to get in otherwise if you've won certain tournaments, but I'm not 100% sure. So
is that something that you look at?
Absolutely. My goal this year has been, obviously, like, I'm not a person who looks at rankings, but you know, if you want to get to the ANWA, you have to at least pay attention to it. So I've more just said to myself, like, go do your thing, go play good golf, put yourself in the position to succeed. And, you know, if you're supposed to go to that tournament, you'll go to the tournament.
Coming into this week, you're 406 for crying out.
Yeah.
That's going to move up a lot.
Yeah, I hope so. So yeah, it's been a little low, but I was excited for this. I'm like, okay, this will help bump me up a little bit for sure.
And are you in the U.S. Women's Amateur?
I am. Yep. Cool. I qualified a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Do you think you could get the Crooked Stick Golf Club to potentially have an interest in hosting this event at some point?
I would I actually thought about that today. I was like, man, that would be really cool. I would love that. I'd have to talk to my dad and probably some of the members out there to see if they would do it. But they had the men's Western, I think, last year. So mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. you know, if we could maybe get it there, that would be really exciting and really cool. So
it's pretty great amateur golf down there. You well know.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Yeah. Have you made a decision post-college yet? Are you thinking you'll attempt to go professional?
Yes, I definitely will. I love golf. I think it is so fun. It's been in my family forever, and I want to continue that. And I love traveling, and I think everything about the LPGA would be really fun. So I think I'm at least going to try, and if it's God's will for my life, I will gladly go on that path. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, the first step probably would be, the Epson Tour, and the largest purse on that tour isn't far from home for you. It'll be at French Lick.
Yes, okay. Yep. So I'm going to be playing in that. I got an exemption to that, so I'm very excited. Yeah, no, I definitely think I will go on that tour and probably go to qualifying school after I'm done as well. So, but we'll see. I don't know. I'm looking forward to finishing out school first, and then I'll focus on that later.
So summer 24, fall 24, look out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned family in the crowd earlier in the interview. I don't think I've ever seen that much Clemson orange, especially after a 3-hour delay.
I know.
Talk about like what it was like, because I don't know. It just seemed like there was so much, I mean, not just Clemson support, but just local support.
Yeah.
How was that for you this afternoon?
It was so cool. I mean, to like look back and have a bunch of people behind you and cheering you on, and especially to see the Clemson orange was so cool. And in a place, Chicago, like you don't see that. Clemson orange here very often. So, but to have that support from my family, some of my friends came and supported from Crooked Stick, and my uncle came from Texas. Like, it was just really cool to have all that support and know that there's all those people behind your back hoping you do well and cheering you on is cool.
Can you tell us what kind of influence your dad has had in your career? It seems like they want to get involved to a point, but they're sort of trying to also stay out of the way at the same time.
Yeah, no, he's been... I mean, I am so blessed to have the parents that I do. I mean, as a kid, I would kind of complain, you know, they're a blessing and a curse, you know, to have two parents that play golf. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I would not be where I am without them. They've taught me everything I know. And my dad, I mean, he's just the most supportive guy I know. I strive to be like him. He's an encourager to everyone. Even in match play, you know, everyone says, you're playing the girl you're playing against. And my dad's like, no, you're not. I'm playing the golf course and I'm cheering that girl on, and you know, whoever wins, but he's just such an encourager. Not only is he a great player, but he's just a great person. And so that inspires me to be more like him.
When the BMW or certain tournaments have dropped by over the years, have you had a chance to meet some of the professional players?
Yes, I have. It's been so cool. Rory McIlroy is my favorite. I think I have some signed by him. Mm-hmm. DJ. But yeah, getting to grow up around kind of the professional environment, I think too, has made me even more hungry to pursue that lifestyle later, because it just seems like such a cool way to live life. I don't know. They just see they're so successful, but they're also doing what they love every day. So they're not even, they consider that work, but they're not even working because they love it.
Did you ever get any advice from Pete and Alice Dye growing up?
Honestly, I don't remember because it was so long ago, but I just remember them telling me funny stories from their childhood. And, like Alice would always tell me about her horseback riding for some reason. And, but anyway, I think the thing that I learned from those two is like they, at the end of the day, golf is amazing, but they always loved each other the most. And, you know, golf is great and it is important in my life, but it's not the most important thing in my life. To me, God is the first important, most important thing. And then my family and the people around me for sure, because I wouldn't be where I am today without them. So.